People a little upset or a little worried when Sam was talking about Dylan Raiola could be a good golfer. I don't know if he plays golf or not.
I don't either. It's pretty cool. Kids these days, they like to play golf a lot more than when I was growing up.
We have on the stream, D-Pix's Barrett Pickering flashbacks.
The injury to, was that a golf injury?
Oh, Barrett Pickering liked to play a lot of golf. I do know that.
So did Travis Vokalek. Oh. Big golfer. I think the entire tight end group, then they have like a competition going.
Well, you also, back in the Mike Riley era, had a special teams coach who also liked to golf named Bruce Reed, 450, who Nebraska would do their special teams. Now, this isn't a new story. We told the story on air, like actually while he was here, because it was, you'd be go to practice, they'd run special teams at the beginning, and then Bruce Reed would be gone.
You have a tee time?
Like he would be basically home by the time they got into the main portion of practice. Because that's how they ran special teams. Like, special teams went first,
yeah.
And then when they were done, they were done. And he would go, and Bruce Reed liked to golf, 450. We've had quite the run of special teams coaches and special teamers.
Mm-hmm.
I just like some stability. When it's a 38-yard field goal and the snow is coming down, just pop that through the uprights, please. Put it through the posts. Maybe have a little coffin corner. Maybe a guy return a punt.
There is
some normalcy returning. I would embrace that.
There's an unnecessary uneasiness when it comes to the inside the 40-yard field goals. That there was a time in my life that I never worried about that. There was a time. Well, and even in my professional rooting interest with Chicago. There was a time in my life that I never rooted for that or never worried about that because I had the butthead and then I had Robbie Gold, good as gold. I had the Browns and growing up for a very long time and then I had the Henry, not the Henrys, but the Henry. A lot of reliability there when it came to those moments in a game that are crucial and in the amount of well-documented one-score games for Nebraska. It's an uneasy feeling. I'd like to go back to that. I want to chase that feeling of
worrying. Have some stability. I mean, just to have a normal season when it comes to special teams. I mean, I'm kind of having some fun with Bruce Reed and his 450. But also, to his defense, he never expected Caleb Lightbourne to be punting that soon. I mean, Sam Foltz passes away in the summer in the car accident. And next thing you know, you have this true freshman punting with the weight of the impact that Sam Foltz had on the football program. We really have not had a normal offseason when it comes to specialists or anything like that, or when you get into the season. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't even worry about it. Like you said, it's the same guys all the time, and they just do their job, and you don't talk about them, or when you talk about them, they've done something great.
Yeah,
like we need a Mario Ortiz season this year. We didn't talk about that guy at all during his career.
Special
and he's going to get a
MVP.
Chance to stay in the you know what Switch says about special teams, special plays.
Oh, I see. I don't know I don't want to do. You can do it justice. I can. I don't know the order of which it goes.
You're not going to get up. What's up, brother? We just need a normal year when it comes to special teams.
It's not a lot to ask, I don't think. It's one of those things that has been overly challenging, and whether you feel like you've made progress in the punting game or you made progress in the kicking game or you've made progress in the return game, to have them all just consistent to where you know that in any given moment, the basics are going to be executed. And to me, the basics in the kicking game are field goals at 40 and inside. Punting, being able more times than not, like Sam was talking about, being able to directionally punt, be able to angle things more accurately than not. The amount of shanks that I've seen off of a foot, and that's not to throw Brian Buscini under the bus, but it's been a thing that you see that a lot. You almost expect that if there are two really solid punts, when I say solid, just something at 40 yards on one side, again, like Sam talked about, in between the boundary and the numbers, that there's a shank coming up. It kind of goes with the confidence of you're always waiting for the other shoe to fall in certain areas of special teams. It's just not something that I'm used to following this program growing up, where that part of it was buttoned up so good that it's just we're not asking for the 55-yard field goal. You know, having the ability to do that, great. But give me six attempts inside 40 that are 6 of 6. Give me teams unable to return the punts because you have coverage right there because it was 43 yards on average and it was at an angle. Those types of things that I feel are, for a Division I kicker, are probably the basic expectations there.
Keep an eye. Tristan, in his first year, between 40 and 49 yards, was 2 of 7. He was better inside of 40.
And that's, I would like to see that. Of if you line up for a 38-yard field goal, I know it's automatic. You line up for a 42-yard field goal, feel pretty damn good about that.
We have some insight here. Dylan does golf. Brother saw him at a local course with Heinrich.
What's his handicap?
Harburg is a big golfer as well.
Mm. I'm telling you, it's a cool thing to do. I do not remember, because I know Nebraska baseball players. Jake McSteen, remember him? He was a hell of a golfer. Like, I think he's a one or a two. But I don't remember when I would have been in college that the student athletes were, unless they were obviously golfers, were golfing as much. I think it's become kind of cool.
That's a good way to get away from the, you know, I mean, if you were here in the previous regime, you had, you know, you could work on your golf game while you were in the facility. And then when you were out of the facility, they had hookups all over the courses in Lincoln.
Yeah. It's not bad. I guess I would be more into it as well. I wonder how many Golden Tee fans there are.
Don't know. BC and AK still to come on this Tuesday edition of Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.